Hey guys, welcome back to the Big Red Express, sitting down with Atlantic Regional athletes Lindsay Jacoby and Kelly Boblett. Guys, thanks so much and congratulations first off for making it to the Atlantic Regional.
Thank you.
So what are you guys thinking? I mean, you guys, this is going to be released probably, we're recording this on Tuesday, it's probably going to be released on Thursday, about a week and a half till regionals. How you guys feeling? How's training going? What's your main thoughts?
Everything's been going really well. Just trying to focus on each of these movements, stuff that we're not as familiar with, that overhead stability overhead. Definitely kind of feeling the shoulder fatigue after we've been doing it for, what, 2 weeks now?
Yeah.
But feeling pretty good, pretty healthy with everything. I'm happy with a lot of the workouts. So it'll be a different kind of regionals, but we're all in the same boat.
Lindsay, what about you? Second year going to regionals, you made it last year. This year is a little bit different. Obviously, you know, no barbells in the mix, a lot of kind of odd object kind of stuff, a lot of dumbbell stuff. When you saw the dumbbell stuff come in at the Open, what were your thoughts, and did you expect them to come in full force at regionals?
I knew they were coming in the Open. And it was a light enough weight that it wasn't too worrisome.
Right.
The regional workouts, they're definitely tougher just because they're a little bit more technical, I guess, or require more mobility, which I lack. So I wasn't super excited about them, but after we practiced them a little bit, I got more comfortable, and now I'm excited. It's going to be fun. It'll be different.
Is there something that's, you know, kind of going through your mind, Lindsay, as a second-year competitor? You know, last year, you know, it was your first time in Atlanta in this regional format. Do you think you find yourself in an advantage, or is it just kind of the same kind of playing field as you were last year?
Well, I'm really old, Robbie. So I tend to not have super high expectations for myself. So I'm just going to have fun. I'm super stoked I was able to qualify this year, and I try not to put too much pressure on myself. I just want to go have fun, and if I finish a few workouts, I'll be super happy.
Right.
And I just think it's gonna be fun with the whole group there and stuff. But I'm looking forward to next year when I'm a Masters.
Right.
Yeah. So this is practice for next year.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Now we'll get back to the whole, you know, the six people you guys got that are going from Krypton. But Kelly, first off, it's your first year at regionals. When you found out that you made it, what was kind of going through your mind? Like, how excited are you to finally get to go down to Atlanta and compete against some of the world's best athletes?
I'm really excited. I remember talking to Lindsay like during the Open, and after first cup, like my second and third week were really good, and I'm like, oh my gosh, this is happening.
Right.
And I remember being like horrified, like, Lindsay, what if I don't make it? And then I'm like, oh my gosh, what if I make it?
Right.
I have to be ready for regionals. So, but I'm really excited, and it's gonna be so much fun competing out there with Lindsay and seeing the guys compete, and then just being with all those girls. They're all amazing.
How awesome has it been for you two in general to compete against and compete with and train with, I mean, four other regional athletes? I mean, this is probably one of the top gyms in the country in terms of just the mass amount of people we're sending to regionals to compete as individuals. How cool is it to be able to train with Alec, Dane, Ben, Adam, and then the two of you actually have, you know, obviously gotten really close over the last year or so. How cool has that been, just training with them every day and just kind of the atmosphere here at Krypton?
It's awesome. Like, you're never the best athlete here, which is good when you're competitive because
right.
It pushes you harder, and then you beat one of the guys or whatever, and you're like, yes, I'm doing pretty good, you know, and then they crush you in the next workout. But it's really cool just getting to train with the best, and
yeah.
I can tell a huge difference of my improvement and stuff this past year just being here.
Lindsay, what about you? I mean, you've been here for just over a year, I believe. And how has it been, you know, surrounding yourself with the best. I mean, you got the 2015 CrossFit Games athlete. You came here right after, you know, Bennett won and, you know, kind of that whole atmosphere. How is it training with one of the best ever in the sport, his brothers, Adam, and then obviously Kelly right by your side?
Oh, it's awesome. I tell everybody the energy in here is crazy. Like, I can have a bad day or whatever on a workout, but I don't leave here ever upset about it, you know? Like, so it's just good. Like, the atmosphere, the energy, the positivity is, I mean, and I think that's a huge part of why I was able to get where I'm at here. You know, I mean, obviously the programming and the push and everything I get from everybody too is awesome, but like, just like the energy in here is like awesome.
Well, we're sitting down with Lindsay Jacoby, Kelly Boblett, two Atlantic regional athletes. Is there any one person that you guys, obviously Lindsay, you were there last year, lined up against some of the top women. Kelly, is there anyone that you are looking forward to most about lining up next to and competing against in a couple weeks?
Gosh, definitely Lindsay. I mean, I'm ready to take her out. No, man,
that'll be easy.
It'll be really cool just to, I mean, like, who do we got? Emily Bridger's out there. Caroline Dardini's another one who's kind of come around here a lot. And, Meg Reardon and, Brittany Weiss and stuff has been around. So it'll be fun just to, Haley Adams has been with us. Yeah. Yeah. So we've gotten to kind of work out with a few of these girls and, but it'll be really cool to be out there alongside them.
Yeah. It'll be fun because we've got to know a little better, like, Brittany and, Haley and stuff. So, last year I was new to Krypton, right, and obviously I'd never been to regional or anything. So I just feel like we're going to know more. It's going to be more fun. You know, it'll be fun. Like, we'll have friends out there. Yeah.
How cool has that been just seeing how, you know, getting to know these other regional athletes, getting to train with them and getting to know them. So there's almost like it's, you know, people say you compete better against your friends. You compete better against the people that you train with. Obviously you guys are going to go out there and try to up one each other every single time you're out there. You guys train together. That's kind of the way it is. Talk to us about the atmosphere that you guys have shown. You talked about the positive energy and the atmosphere that Krypton brings training with your partners, but talk about coaching. You guys coach classes here at Krypton. Talk about the family that is CrossFit Krypton.
Oh my gosh. We get such a big showing at regionals every year and everyone here is just so supportive. It really is a big family here. And, you know, everyone's always checking in on us every coach we class, which is a different class almost every day. And so we get to see a lot of different faces at the gym and they're all just really encouraging and supportive. And I think people are pretty excited. I mean, excited for us. It's so cool here how everyone is just so happy for each other. It's not self-focused, you know.
Now, Lindsay, when you leave the gym, you have a farm. You have a life. Really, a lot of people, they come to the gym, they go home, they just kind of do whatever. You actually go home, and that's when the real work starts. Talk to us about, like, a normal day when you go home to your farm. I know you post a lot of stuff about all the animals, all that stuff that you got going on. Talk to us about what you do on your farm and kind of how that's been over the last, you know, forever long that you've done it.
She's really good at farmer's carries.
Yeah. I always joke that that's why I'm good at farmer's carries, because I have to haul water out to animals and stuff because our hoses aren't long enough. But, yeah, it's busy. You know, I have all three kids in sports, so hauling kids where they need to be and then taking care of all the animals. But, I mean, it's just a way, I guess, to busy ourselves when we're not at the gym or something. I don't know. It's just fun, and we kind of just kept collecting animals. I'm not an animal hoarder. I don't have that many animals, but no, it's fun. It's fun for the kids. And so it's busy though, you know, between homework, sports, the animals. I I haven't sat on my couch in a couple months. So the sitting I do is while I'm driving.
And trying to sleep all in there as well.
Yeah.
Which is
so
probably
it's
tough.
It's busy, but it's fun. I manage, so no complaints.
Is there one workout you guys are okay, Kelly, we'll go to you first, then we'll go to Lindsay. One workout that you're most looking forward to, and then the one you're looking forward to the least.
Day two is gonna be one of those days. I'm not looking forward to event three with the lunges. Yeah. But then after I finish that, I'm looking forward to the handstand walk,
okay,
deadlift workout. So I'm excited about that one. That one, we've practiced that one. That was a lot of fun. So I just have to get through that first one. And then I have something to look forward to afterwards.
Lindsay, what about you? Favorite workout you're looking forward to for regionals and the least favorite workout?
Well, I'm most looking forward to the final workout because that's just go hard and
right.
How much pain can you take? And
right.
I like those kind of workouts, quick and painful. But I'm probably the least excited about. Well, the muscle up one probably has me a little worried. I'm not super awesome at muscle up. So that's going to take some time to get through the muscle ups for me. But I was really dreading the handstand push-up workout. I have a lot of weaknesses. That's another one I'm not super awesome at. Just last week, I couldn't even do a weighted strict handstand push-up, but I'm actually pretty excited about it now. Because of that, last week I tried doing some with weight vest and I couldn't get it with, and then I tested it yesterday and I got like 8 rounds. So, nice. So just, it's cool to see the progress, you know. I probably won't finish the workout, but I'll be excited to see how far I can get in it,
right.
You know.
Now, what do you guys, obviously, Lindsay, we talked about what you do when you're not at the gym. Kelly, what do you like to do in your free time, kind of when you're not at the gym training? What do you like to do for fun? What do you like to do?
Well, I was a teacher, okay, before I came here. And I'm getting my master's right now in special education, so I've been kind of busy with some classes. But I work with a little girl at the gym who has cerebral palsy, and she comes in and does CrossFit with me. So I love investing my time in kids like that. It's really cool to see her progress and just to see, you know, how well she moves every day. She's getting stronger and healthier, and just to see the smile on her face. So that's a big passion of mine.
You both talk about, you guys both coach CrossFit kids. Talk to us about some of the high points. And just how cool it is to be able to coach kids that are so willing. I mean, they got energy, endless energy. It's crazy that I've emceed some CrossFit kids competitions, and just the energy that these kids have, they don't slow down. How is that, being able to coach them during the summer, you know, on the weekends and stuff like that, kind of gives your, you know, kind of the top moments and the top kind of experiences doing that, being a coach for CrossFit kids?
I love being like the kid coaching the kids is so fun because they're so, like you said, they're so full of energy.
Yeah.
And then their progress, you know, like they never come up with excuses on things that,
yeah,
you know, they
right.
just, it's just go time for them. And then, I love it because, you know, I have 3 kids and seeing kids be active makes my heart super happy. So, that's kind of why I became a kids coach, just so I could, you know, help kids, stay active and give them more, there's more to, you know, there's other ways. Oh, what am I trying to say? You can like have your sports, but you can help improve your sports
right.
with CrossFit and stuff. So, I don't know. I love the kids. It's really
yeah.
fun.
We got a really good
We
group
have
of
an
kids.
Awesome group of kids.
They're amazing.
Yeah.
They
and
make it really fun.
They do. And we give them really tough workouts.
We do.
They grind through them. So it's really cool to see.
Awesome. So when you guys kind of looked at the regional workouts, you go through the open. Obviously, the main goal is to get to regionals. After regionals, the main goal is to get to the games. What is your mindset kind of going through the open? You guys are obviously checking the scoreboard every single week. If you have a bad workout, you're like, oh, crap, I'm done. But you got to kind of bounce back. How was that, you know, emotionally, physically, mentally for you during the 5 weeks of the open, knowing that you had, you know, a lot of people every single year, the competition gets harder and harder. People get more and more fit. How is it through those 5 weeks for you to personally, Lindsay, we'll start with you. Kelly will then hop over to you. When maybe you don't do so well in a workout, and then you're like, I got to come back 100 times stronger the next workout so I can make up the difference. Talk to us about that mindset of the 5 weeks in the open.
Well, so the first workout was really a good one for me. Again, it's that it's just how much pain can you tolerate?
Right. You just got to go.
Yeah. And then was it the second workout? Was the snatch workout the second workout?
The
bar muscle up workout. So my low point in the open was definitely the snatch workout. And going back to the energy in this gym, if it was not for the positive energy and them telling me just to like buck up and go out there and do it, I definitely would not have been able to hit the snatches that I hit. And I needed that because even with me being, I mean, that was I hit 155. That's my one rep max. Right. And I hadn't done that in 2 years. So, I knew I was going to have to hit that and I knew it was going to be really hard. And even if I did, it still wouldn't be a very good placement. But, so that was a rough week for me. It was hard. It was roller coaster because I was super happy that I hit that, but it still kind of was like, dang, I did my best, but my best might not be good enough. Right. You know, that's kind of like a hard pill to swallow, I guess. But, you know, we got through it, and then the next two workouts were really good for me. The next one was the handstand push-up one, which last year was my worst finish in the open. And then this year ended up being my best finish in the open. So, again, going back to the programming here, you know, like that just says a lot about right. what we do, what Ben makes us do. So that was awesome. And then finishing off with thrusters and double unders. I don't like thrusters, but I'm good at them. So I was happy to see that workout show up. So, yeah, it was a major roller coaster
for sure.
ride. Yeah.
Kelly, what about you?
Well, our theme shirt for the open was, well, aren't you just a little ray of blackness?
that was for me.
Yeah. first week wasn't a great week for me, and that's kind of hard because
we are total opposites.
Yes. Yeah. So that makes it tough because Lindsay has a really good week and I have a really bad week. So she's trying to help me feel better. And then I have a really good week and she doesn't have a great week and I'm trying to help her feel better. So
it's why we're good team partners. Yeah. teammates.
After week two and three were both a good finish for me. So at that point I was like, oh my gosh, this is happening. I think I'm going to make it. And then week four was just all right. And I knew thrusters is not a strength of mine. And so I ended up redoing that last workout and, it was a train wreck.
she failed a thruster.
Yeah. So Dane. I can't make fun of Dane anymore. Kind of on the same boat now. And then at that point, it's like keeping your fingers crossed. Like, I hope that's good enough because that's it. You know, that's the last one. And I'm right on the border. And so Lindsay and I are texting each other Monday night, you know, who else hasn't put their scores in yet? And it was a roller coaster ride.
Last thing before we let you guys go. And we're talking to Lindsay, Jacoby, Kelly Boblett. Two athletes going to CrossFit, the Atlantic Regional in Atlanta in about a week and a half, after this podcast is released. Guys, you work out, you train with one of the fittest men in the history of the sport, Ben Smith. What is the, to finish things off, what is the best piece of advice Ben has ever given you?
Gosh, there's a lot. I've learned a lot since I've been here, just about CrossFit and myself. Yeah, it's burrito perdido is definitely key.
Key to recovery.
Yeah. Gosh, I think one thing that really sticks in my head is when I was talking, Lindsay was in this conversation too, when Ben was talking to us about competing and just training, and how every day he looks forward to training, and competing isn't always his favorite thing to do, but it's kind of his test to see if his training is working. And that's kind of always stuck in my head, because I love coming in here every day. I wake up and I'm super excited to get to the gym and be around all these people. And I love training, which I think is funny, because a lot of people like come into the gym to train in order to compete. And it's almost like a reverse thing here. I just, like, I love being in here, and then competing is like the test to see how your training's been
awesome.
Going.
Lindsay, what about you? Best piece of advice that Ben Smith's ever given you?
I totally agree with what Kelly said. I think that's definitely key. He gives us girls a lot of pep talks. I feel like he's given us a lot of advice. I probably daily he tells me not to worry about like a movement if I'm not
right
at it. You know, just keep working on it,
yeah,
and I'll get better. You know, like
nothing's ever a big deal. It's like
he really does.
True.
You're
gonna
get
it.
Like,
you know,
it's
true.
Fine. Just keep working.
Yeah.
You'll get it.
Yeah.
You'll get it. So, I mean, I really think that's key. Like how I was saying about how I can have a bad day or whatever, but leave here happy.
Yeah,
know?
For sure.
Because they just make you, all of them.
Right.
It's not a big deal. Like,
yeah,
you'll get, it's just
you'll
a
come,
workout.
You'll come back later. You'll have a good workout tomorrow.
Yeah.
It's going to be another day.
Yeah.
Good
so it just, it, I don't know if there's the one single bit of advice, but, it's the constant just mental, you know, like
right,
you're good, you're fine, awesome, you know, and they all do it. Yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, guys, thank you so much for taking some time chatting with us before regionals. Good luck in Atlanta.
Thank you.
And we hope to
thank
see you at CrossFit Games.
Thanks.
Next year. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.